This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for July 19th. I'm Paul Plack. Scaled Composites and Virgin Galactic moved a step closer to their first suborbital passenger flights with VSS Enterprise late last week. Enterprise flew for the first time with a crew of two on board on Thursday. Dassault Falcon says it has received certification from both the FAA and EASA for the newest member of the family, the Falcon 900LX. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey has grounded its two Sikorsky helicopters and plans to sell them, saying that using them for security flyovers is a waste of money in a difficult economy. Boeing has announced that its new Dreamliner Interiors fabrication facility will be built in North Charleston, South Carolina, about 10 miles from the new Dreamliner assembly plant. Delays in the Dreamliner's development may not be over. Program Chief Scott Fancher told reporters Friday that the first delivery to All Nippon Airways is now at risk of slipping into 2011. The Boeing 2010 current market outlook was released on Thursday in London and projects a need for 30,900 new commercial passenger and freighter airplanes by 2029, worth a total of $3.6 trillion. A new organization called Navion X aims to provide a forum closely affiliated with the type certificate holder to enhance support for owners and enthusiasts of the Navion. Twin Commander pilots and owners are invited to the 10th Twin Commander University next April in Bonita Springs on Southwest Florida's Gulf Coast. And technology consultant Michael Planey predicts the airlines may have to make Wi-Fi free by the middle of next year. Only about 10% of flyers have tried it at the current fees. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller has advice for GA pilots who plan to fly into Oshkosh this weekend. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.